Some parents and students in this province are wondering if school officials will fall in line with some other provinces and keep kids home. They're doing that in other provinces, of course, to help slow down the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Dean Ingram.
And good morning to you.
What have you been hearing from teachers over the past few days?
Well, I've been hearing a lot of concerns, and not just from teachers, certainly parents as well. But I do want to begin by saying certainly schools are tasked with and responsible for delivering curriculum to students and preparing them for their futures. Part of what's required for this to happen, as we see in school board policies, department policies, and certain emphasis on social emotional learning, is the safety of students and educators. I think at this time that has to include health safety. Any decision about what happens in our schools, within our schools, must be based on this and this alone. In terms of what I'm hearing, I want to stress that the NLTA is certainly very concerned about health and welfare of students. We have a global pandemic, and we have been in regular contact with the department and school district. However, there are some concerns that how the government's policy and procedures are consistent with the decision to keep schools open. Now, we recognize that the decision to close schools is a public health issue, and certainly the department has assured us that should Dr. Fitzgerald recommend school closures, they absolutely will comply. But as I mentioned earlier, I've been inundated with calls from teachers, parents, and they are concerned about the situation.
How well equipped do teachers feel that they are to ensure that workspaces and classrooms are cleaned in the way they should be? Other staff, not just teachers, obviously, they wouldn't be doing the cleaning as such. Mm-hmm. But how well equipped do staff at the schools feel they are to ensure that everything is clean enough and that they can maintain a safe distance between children?
Well, there's two parts to that question I think I need to answer separately. First of all, when you talk about the social distancing that Dr. Fitzgerald suggests, I think it's a very prudent thing to do. The other thing is large gatherings. The question is, how consistent is our school environment with that? We have, in fact, myself and you and Martin spoke maybe about a month ago on the very concern we have about class sizes as things were previous to this pandemic. Those are concerns. How do you space children in already crowded classrooms? How do you limit group size during recess, lunch, and buses? How do you accommodate and maintain hygiene, given many students already eat at desks? We know that, do you understand, that the district, for HR concerns, are struggling to maintain acceptable cleanliness standards as things are. Again, not on any of all district, but just simply reality, the HR demands and what they have in front of them. These are real concerns. And, yeah, there's a lot of concerns out there as to how these measures, as recommended by Dr. Fitzgerald, can be effectively implemented in our schools.
Many school-aged children are tuned into what's happening. I mean, how can teachers help them to understand the need to do things like social distancing or washing their hands more often than they normally do throughout their school day?
Teachers will certainly encourage students to do what's possible within their classrooms. Teachers will certainly emphasize, in fact, student hygiene, washing hands, that's something the teacher's been emphasizing for decades.
Right, of
However,
course.
There are limitations as what can happen in our school. Are our schools positioned and equipped to implement the recommendations effectively as posed by Dr. Fitzgerald? That's a very key question, and the explanation really is, how can schools implement these measures effectively within our school system, and is the decision to keep schools open consistent with the directions regarding social distancing, regarding large group sizes, regarding maintaining proper hygiene practices?
What do you think? Are our schools equipped? You're the head of the NLTA. You represent all those teachers who are responsible for the safety and well-being of students in the classrooms.
Well, I want to stress, this is a public health theory decision, and I'm not an epidemiologist or an infectious control specialist. That's the decision for the chief medical officer. But I want to stress, many people, including myself, are failing to see how government policy regarding social distancing and hygiene, large gatherings, and so on, is consistent with our schools remaining open. And if we can't maintain and we can't reach the point where those practices and procedures are consistent with the recommendations to, as many health experts have indicated, we need to flatten the curve, that's a topic of discussion. And if our schools are not able to effectively implement the measures that Dr. Fitzgerald suggested, I think the decision is an obvious one.
What would a closure do to the school year? Would it be possible to make up the time missed, or would it be possible to look at things like distance learning, doing schoolwork from home?
I think there's lots of measures that could be implemented, and in terms of other measures that can be, the teachers will always find a way to adjust instructional practice to ensure that essential curriculum is covered. These are things I think teachers can certainly implement to effectively do so. This is not, having students out of schools for an extended period is not a foreign concept throughout our history. It's been done, and teachers have always found a way, schools have found a way to adapt and adjust curriculum for delivery. So what it would look like, there are lots of measures that could be done to actually effectively ensure that students still move forward with their curriculum measures.
All right, Dean Ingram, I really appreciate your time this morning. Good to have the perspective of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association on this.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
That's Dean Ingram, president of the NLTA.